Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There is nobody working in this city today. Al, I told you, he's on fire right now.
By the word, he gets paid now.
I Googled up. Somebody had sent me a column he did a week or so ago. And frankly, I was annoyed by the column, but it was well written. And then I looked, and he had written like seven since then. The man is on fire at the Delco Times. One of the best writers, sports writers this city's ever had. The great Jack McCaffrey's out with us. Hi, Jack.
Thank you, Angelo. How are you?
Jack, what's going on? You're writing every day, long columns. What are you doing?
Trying to earn a dollar. That's about it.
Are you getting paid by the word now? Is that how they're doing it?
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
All right, Jack, let's start with this. You do believe, based on the stuff you've been writing, that Deuce Staley is the best option for the Eagles right now?
No doubt about it. And the way you put it, right now, this particular time, I've never been really in favor of firing a head coach and hiring an assistant as a matter of theory and policy. But on this particular case, Doug Peterson had to go once he lost that team and that team turned on him. Now you have a situation where that team is looking to the front office to say, give us the guy we want. Not only is Deuce Staley qualified and has done his time there and he'd be perfect for the job, but he is what the players want and what they deserve. If Jeffrey Lurie thinks that he's lost the locker room already, where do you see if he doesn't give that job to Deuce Staley, especially after all these nobodies, really, that he's interviewing as an alternative? None of them are that much more qualified than Deuce Staley, especially since Deuce Staley's already there, and he's got the great respect of the players. It's a no-brainer. You know the way what's happening here is that Jeffrey Lurie's going through all this routine, interviewing everybody, and when it's all said and done, he's going to say, you know, we interviewed all these people, but we kept coming back to Deuce, and that's where it's going to head, and that's the way it'll finish, and that's the way it has to be.
What appeals to you about Deuce, Jack?
That he's got the great support of a locker room that right now can go either way, and you know that only works if the guy is fundamentally qualified. On top of that, well, the guy was here for a Super Bowl. He's been here through multiple coaches. He's ready. He has earned this chance. So he's A, qualified, and B, perfect for a team where the locker room has a chance to turn either way, and it can turn a really ugly real soon. It's the number one, the only way really that Jeffrey Lurie can save that locker room from really a revolt, and it's got to be Deuce Staley.
It's a very good reason. I'm just curious. You obviously are convinced that Doug had lost the team. Was it the tank, or was it before the tank? When do you think he lost them, Jack?
Beginning of the fourth quarter of the Week 17 game against Washington, when they were up, when they were behind three, and he didn't give Jalen Hurts a chance to win that game. That was the end of that. I've been around enough teams, as you guys have as well. Once you do that to somebody, especially after Jim Schwartz gave the old fire and brimstone, nobody's going to be wearing championship hats on our field. Then that defense went out and played so hard that night, played well, kept you in the game. The offense did what it could, but the defense kept you in the game, you know, trying to make the Jim Schwartz proud on his last game. And then to go ahead and put Nate Sudfeld in the game at that point, okay, I had the suspicion that he was going to lose his locker room. And then you started to hear it, especially when Miles Sanders came out the next day or two and basically just blasted the coach. Sanders is the closest the Eagles have to a rising star of any sort. Once he came out and said this was unacceptable, then Doug Peterson was done at that point, and rightfully so. It's just amazing to me that Doug Peterson thought he could get away with that.
No, it was terrible. I'm with you 100% of that. We have drawn an assumption here, Jack, that the orders to tank that game came from above Doug, that it came from Howie or Jeff Lurie. You're not reading it that way, I'm sensing.
Not at all. Not. He's the head coach. He could decide who's the quarterback at that time. You go ahead and win the game. Read the moment. I mean, whatever plan was happening prior to that, if there was, it's alleged. There's been no proof of that anyway. Once the game starts from what it was a night game, from 8:30 to 11:30 that night, that's the responsibility of the head coach, period. And for him to just go ahead and do that, he was done that minute. And guess what? It didn't last, a week, and he was out of there. And I thought it was hilarious that the day that he fired Doug Peterson, Jeffrey Lurie basically predicted or guaranteed almost that Doug Peterson would get a job by the end of the week. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guess what? He's not getting a job at the end of that week. He's not getting a job this year. He might get a job some other year, but he's a little bit toxic right now. People looked at it. That was a major national embarrassment to the Eagles to do that on national TV in what was a play-in game, really, for the tournament.
No, I know we're not arguing there, Jack, but here's the thing, all right? You are more impressed with Lurie than we are, especially after that news conference. You are still a fan of Lurie, which is very difficult for people who heard that whole news conference. How did you get past all the dumb things he said that day?
It's funny that you would say that. I don't know that that's what I just said. I said that I just criticized Lurie for predicting that.
No. The column you wrote that originally annoyed me.
Okay.
That somebody sent me. You were not at all appalled by Lurie in that news conference. You thought he made quite a bit of sense, and no one else did, Jack.
I have to go back. I may have written something like what my feeling was on that news conference was it was rather bizarre, really.
Yes,
I mean, I wrote in my column, I said, it's the first coach and the first owner that I can remember saying, should Doug Peterson be fired? No, but I'm firing him. It was the most bizarre. That, to me, that quote alone was kind of had you scratching your head.
Right.
Yeah, you certainly scratched your head when he said that he absolved the front office from draft problems because the players that they wanted were drafted before they had an opportunity to get to them. So I had to look at the particular column. Yeah,
I may have misread it, too.
I'm assuming you did.
Somebody sent it to me who said, Jack McCaffrey thinks you're a moron, Cataldi. And then I read the column in that context, and I could almost hear you say you're a moron. So maybe I'm wrong. It could have been.
I've tried to be fair with Jeffrey over the years.
Right.
I think he's been pretty good with making an honest effort to try to win a championship. He finally won one. I'm not going to kill the guy, but in that particular press conference, I didn't find it at all amusing. I found it kind of bizarre.
All right, Jack, I'm one last thing on the Eagles. I want to ask a couple of Sixers things because you've had some fascinating columns on them. I just got to know Wentz. Wentz in this picture. I mean, it looks like his uncoachability helped to get Doug fired. He has not made a peep in months. How's he going to rehabilitate himself with the fans of this city? How?
Never.
Never?
Never. No, of course. You win a Super Bowl, you become an MVP, something like that. But he's not good enough for that. We've seen that. He doesn't have that kind of ability. He's done here. He's absolutely done here. They can't bring him back. They'll figure out a way to move him along.
I love McCaffrey.
Jalen Hurts is your quarterback.
Jalen Hurts is my quarterback. All right, good. Let me get this James Harden stuff because you're, I think, in the minority on this, but you're strong on it. I know Spike Eskin here at WIP agrees with you. You think the Sixers are going to regret not getting James Harden here. Is that correct?
Of course. Now, I'll measure it this way. James Harden's a pain in the neck, too, you know. That's a handful, but you've certainly had the coach to handle them in Doc Rivers, and a Joel Embiid, a James Harden tandem would have been dynamic. Wow. You could see a championship developing out of that. So, yeah, I mean, if what we're talking was Thibault and Maxey and Simmons and some kind of draft considerations, that was worthwhile taking. There's only so many superstars that come along, and Harden is one. And, yeah, they'll not only will they regret not getting Harden, but now they're pretty much stuck with Ben Simmons, and you see what's happening with him.
It's
borderline bizarre.
That's I'm telling you, everything I've just asked is a different column. This guy's written all of these. So the Simmons outside shooting issue, Jack, that's not going away to you, even with Doc here. That remains a serious problem in your eyes, correct?
Well, the column I wrote today in the Daily Times wasn't the outside shooting issue. It's the inside shooting issue. He won't shoot at all. Yes. He didn't take a shot until the third quarter last night. I mean, and I wrote in my column, I said, look, there's context there. Sometimes you have the intent to shoot and you get fouled, things like, so it doesn't pop up in the box score that you took a shot. But technically, he didn't take a shot until the third quarter, and that was a breakaway dunk. He's now the opposing coaches have figured out that he loves to get that head of steam and get to the lane. Well, they foul him. They'll foul him and send him to the line. He made 7 out of 10 last night. That cost the Celtics, by the way.
Yeah.
So they said, we'll foul Simmons. Well, guess what? He made 7 out of 10. That's the risk of coaching. But, yeah, he won't shoot it at all. Good luck trying to win that way.
I'm only saying, Jack McCaffrey has a lot of opinions. You got to read them all the time. They're all extremely well written. Jack, we love you, man. Thanks, pal.
My pleasure, Ange. Thanks.
Jack McCaffrey with some fascinating insights.
I don't know what you're seeing
insights.
In that column. I'm reading it, and he doesn't come across as praising Jeff Lurie.
It's like I said before, the context was Jack McCaffrey's trolling you, and I guess I glossed through the
I don't know
column.
That I ever feel good after I read it, though.
No, I don't either. No, it's not like...
It's like, oh, we're doomed.
Here's the thing, Rhea. It was fresh in my mind. I tried to book Jack last week, actually. And then I was so angry at Lurie that I thought he wasn't angry enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, Lurie, that is ridiculous stuff he was saying.
Here's the praise again. Lurie, in a lengthy video conference, didn't say much. He's clever that way, or at least has been since that whole gold standard gold carry-on. But when Peterson embarrassed the organization, it was over.
But he did say a lot. He exposed himself to me as a guy who didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
That's what he did say a lot. Maybe in not saying it, he said a lot. I don't know. Anyway, Jack is still an amazing columnist, and he's got a lot of great opinion.
Boy, he would do that trade. That was a
wow. He was giving Maxey and Thibault plus Simmons plus picks.
Wow.
I'm glad he's not a GM. Amish is calling us from Dallas. Hi, Amish.
Good morning, Angelo.
All right, this is important because you're in another state. Do you want Deuce Staley as the next head coach?
Yeah, I'm going to give you my thought on that. And just so I can let you know, I got a comment about the Sixers and what Howard said and kind of what Jack said. But Deuce is probably the number one candidate for us based upon what is best for our organization. The owner, the GM, players on our team, Brandon Graham, Wentz, Zach Ertz, all these guys come out weekly when they lose or have to speak to the media, and they're always concerned about us, the fans. You know, they always say the fans are first. And there's nobody that's respected and liked and that's really, a great representation of the city and what the fans want besides Deuce.
Yeah.
You got to give the man a shot. He's a product
You know what?
Person.
What if you don't? What if you don't, Amish? Jack was just great on that. All right, we're not going to do it again. 4 times he interviewed for jobs he didn't
we'll
get.
Not go over
right?
All.
He's got a lot of people in that locker room, his players, who love the guy, that he is passionate the way the city is. You're going to give it to some stranger because he impressed Jeff Lurie for 3 hours or 6 hours or 9 hours in an interview when this other guy's worked here for 22 years?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't like the McDaniel pick. He failed once at being a coach. He comes from an organization that condones cheating. You know, they're filming the Bengals practice. He had that plan in motion in London, okay? The guy's a joke. I don't care how many Super Bowl rings he has. He's not the one that got the ring on Brady's finger. I'm sorry. Brady's the one slinging the rock.
Okay? I got more on him in the next segment. There's a lot of give and take on Josh McDaniels. I, by the way, am off that bandwagon. Upon further study, Al, jackass, not interested.
Al tried to tell you.
Amish, give me some input on the Sixers and what Howard was saying. What do you got on that?
So, you know, when I was younger, I actually delivered flowers. I was a runner for a flower floral company, and I used to take flowers to Howard Eskin's house on Valentine's Day and Mother's Day for, really? You know, whoever he had ordered them for. And I didn't really know who he was then, but I was always kind of annoyed when he would say things like, thank you, or, oh, that doesn't look right. Or, you know, yeah. I never put a lot of weight in it, but he said today that, you know, if they don't find another scorer on that team, it doesn't matter how many points Embiid puts up a night.
Yeah.
Well, does he look at the box score? I mean, the box score numbers don't lie. They have five or six guys in double figures last night. Simmons doesn't score that many points only because the guy was in foul trouble. He had 5 fouls at the beginning of the third quarter. He sat half most of the quarter. You know, and Tobias was creating his own shot. Shake Milton came off the bench and put up 17. You know, they're finding other guys to step up. You know what the problem was last year and before Jimmy Butler came on the scene the previous year? They weren't getting guys to step up off the bench and compliment Joel.
I got you, Amish. Give me a parted. You need to pardon somebody, Amish. Who you got?
Well, I'm going to pardon Tiger Woods for his infidelity because I really feel like after he got beat with that golf club, he was never swinging the club right, and his game went down the drain.
All right, Tiger Woods for infidelity. I watched the 4-hour ESPN documentary on
him. Was it good?
It was really good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what I took away the most from it. That woman he was married to.
Elin
Nordegren.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was at the recent tournament. With
maybe the single most beautiful human being I have ever seen.
Stunning. Beyond stunning.
How, Al? You know, there's old saying, why would I want a hamburger when I got steak at home? You know? Mm. He had steak, lobster, and turkey at home. Do you understand? He had a banquet of the finest food. That is, you look at her. Al, I actually froze the picture. And I have an 85-inch screen to just look at her perfection. I've never seen a better face in my life than that.
This is what you took away from the documentary.
Yeah, now, of all of that.
What the hell?
Did Gail come in while you were studying her face at any point?
She didn't happen to be home at the time.
Yeah, of course she didn't.
My God.
215.
You're a strange man.
I don't want to say she's attractive. Bentley seemed interested.
Bentley.
To my dog. 215. Al, he normally is just licking himself. Never mind. 215-592-9090. No, he's been spayed. Relax. When we come back, Al, we got Todd's Lucky coming out.
That's a guy dog.
I want to give you, when we come back, I got to give you an update on Josh McDaniels. WIP Sports Time, 818.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.